this too. Fuck him. Fuck. Fucking shit, bitch. Shit. Oh, stupid fucking princesses. Stupid horde. Stupid Hordak. Oh, it's you. Look, unless you have an update on your mission, I don't really want to talk right now. Get out. Something wrong with your ears? You can't hear me? I said leave. You aren't leaving unless I tell you what's going on. Ugh! You're as bad as Scorpia. At least she takes the hint and leaves. I know it isn't the first time I've talked about this stuff with you, but honestly, I'm not in the damn mood. Especially when you are so sickeningly concerned. Spare me the theatrics. Fine. The last mission to take territory from Brightmoon failed. We did a small town at the edge from Princess Alliance, but because we didn't get the entire area, Hordak took it as a failure. Right? We managed to injure those prissy princesses and take an important post from them. But Hordak doesn't care. Because of that, he chewed me out, so that Shadow Weaver was better as his right hand. Why does it matter? Shadow Weaver is a traitor. She left to go back for Adora. She left after less than a fucking day with the princesses. She was weak. All she did was kiss Hordak's ass to get more power. I'm the best force captain Hordak's ever had, and he still doesn't think I'm better. I even stayed and listened to Shadow Weaver. She even tricked me into thinking she cared about me. Then she left. For Adora. I just... been up for weeks doing everything. I've had to deal with Hordak's megalomaniac attitude, idiot cadets like Kyle who keep fucking things up, and constantly being reminded of backstabbers who left the first chance they got. Thanks. I appreciate you letting me vent like that. By now, Entrapta would have gotten distracted and run off, or... Scorpia would have insisted I need a hug before grabbing me. You let me get out my frustrations. Oh? You don't mind letting me get out all of my stress? Well, Force Captain, what exactly do you mean by that? Better explain. No, cutie. Don't back away now and clam up. I've done enough talking. You know, even though my claws are out and I'm gripping your chin, you don't seem that afraid of me. Guess you aren't that afraid of me. All that venting and throwing shit around about Hordak, Shadow Weaver, and other stuff. Well, you fucking should be. If you won't talk, then I'll just do what you said. Take my stress out on you. You really are hungry for punishment, hmm? So needy, it's pathetic. Bend over that desk for me, would you? We've done this enough times. I know what a slut you are. I don't think you showing off your ass would be a difficult task for you. Oh, you're concerned someone could see you from the window. Like I fucking care. Bend over. Now. Oh, that's a good girl. Fuck. You're hot as fuck, you know that? And I get to play with you. Lucky me. This view is nice and all, but I want to get a better look. What? Oh, please. I can lend you a pair of pants. Besides, I didn't scratch you with my claws. God, when you do talk, you complain. A lot. But clearly, you're enjoying yourself. Based on your squirming and that already dripping pussy, I'd say you were enjoying yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Force Captain? Speak up, slut, or the next spank will be even harder. Are you enjoying yourself? I can't hear you. Better speak up or else I'll have to punish you some more. There we go. All it took was using my claws that time. Now, let me just get on my knees here. I want to taste this pretty pussy. Ah, no more complaining. Like you said, you're facing the window. But no one can see the lower half of you from up here. Better keep a straight face if you don't want the other Horde soldiers to see what a desperate fucking slut you are. It's true. You're a needy whore. My needy whore. Mine to play with and use. But you've been good all night, so let me reward you for being so well behaved for me. Keep your hands on the dashboard. Grip it tight if you need to. If you can't act normal, I'll stop. Do that for me, Force Captain. That's an order. No fucking loud noise. We have to keep this secret, remember? I don't mind using you to get out my anger, but that comes to an end if someone finds out. Whimpering is okay, or some whining, but any loud shit and I stop. No, I need more of you. You taste so fucking good. And that little whimper you do when I slide my tongue on your slit? Addicting. Oh, you're shaking. Must be getting close, hmm? Well, too bad. Oh, I know you were close. But you don't get to come. Not yet. Those soldiers may not get to see what a cute, desperate slut you are. But I do. And I want to see you fucking fall apart. Complaining again. I didn't even slam you against the wall that hard. Besides. You like it when I'm rough. No need to beg, slut. I'll keep touching you. I want to fuck you until you are a wet, trembling mess on the fucking floor. And since you were so close before, I don't think it'll take too long. Of course I'll retract my claws. I'm evil, but I'm not a monster. Hey, I'm still really fucking pissed, but if this is too much, I can stop. If you want, that is. Just say the word. I'm going soft on you. That is fucking it. You want rough, slut? Fine. Didn't I tell you I wouldn't waste any time? I could tell you were close when I felt your thighs shaking. You're so easy to read. Not to mention how tight you're squeezing my fingers. Here, if you can't shut your mouth, I'll kiss you. Moan into my mouth. You really like this, huh? Being my plaything to use when I'm stressed. Using you to come when I want to. It's really pathetic, honestly. Cute, but so fucking desperate. Are you mine? Yes, sweetheart. You're all mine. Mine to do with as I please and to make a fucking mess. Close, hmm? You're practically riding my fingers. That's fine. Come for me. Make a mess on my hand like the needy whore you are. Come for me because I fucking want you to. Right now! Oh, there we go. That's it. You can slide to the floor if you need to. I'll just take my fingers out. Lick them clean for me. Oh, fuck. You really are good for me. Hey, don't breathe too much into it. But I'll sit here with you for a bit. That was a lot. I just wanted to say thank you. I needed all of that. To yell, to vent, to get out all that anger. I feel better. Are you okay? I'll deny it if anyone asks. But I do care. At least a little. You're a pretty good force captain. And you have my back. You want me to hold you. I mean, sure, I can do that. But you better not say anything to anyone. I have a reputation to uphold. Yeah, this isn't too bad. You're really soft, too. I don't think Scorpia or Entrapta will come looking for me for a while, and Hordak can shove his attitude up his ass. Do you mind if we stay like this for a while? Great. Later, if you need any extra rations or water, tell me. I'll bring them to your bunk. I am not purring. Don't ruin the moment, idiot. Just cuddle into me, okay? I'll keep you warm. Yeah, I'm being soft. Now hush.